Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below, or you can give me a one-off donation by going to my Ko-fi link. It's ko-fi.com/boomshaka. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about gratitude and feeling lucky. I've done, I think, a couple other videos on this particular topic, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit and talk about gratitude and feeling lucky in the way of INFJs. I think I told you guys in the previous video that INFJ children have a tendency to, you know, ask their parents over and over again, why so many injustices in the world? Why am I so lucky that I get to live this amazing life or have food, enough food, and I'm not a slave laborer, and I'm not, working really hard for my food, that I have good parents that take care of me, that I get to go to school, that I have enough toys to play with, etc., right? Even if we're really poor when we're young, we still have this tendency to believe that we're lucky. And I think this kind of tendency kind of keeps on going, even now as an adult, a 36-year-old adult, and I notice this pattern in my life, that no matter what happens in my life, I believe that I'm lucky. And the same thing might happen to someone else, and they will look at it as a sign that the universe doesn't love them, or the fact that they're so unlucky and the universe hates them and etc., etc. So I don't know what that's about. And so I wanted to do a video on it because I just really want to talk to you guys about it and then maybe perhaps clarify my own thoughts on it as well as I do with a lot of these videos. I spoke to a couple of INFJ, female INFJs, about this as well, and they were telling me that they watched a video by C.S. Joseph. And if you haven't checked him out, I recommend that you guys do. He's brilliant. He has a lot of really great videos on INFJs. C.S.Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. And so he was talking about the fact that people with introverted intuition as their primary source of wisdom, which is us, and I think INTJs or INFPs, I'm not really sure. I'm not good with functions. Do not even ask me questions about that. But anyways, people with introverted intuition as their primary function, they tend to believe that they're lucky. And they are extremely lucky, right? Now, the funny thing is that it's the chicken and the egg thing. What happens is that, you know, we believe that we're lucky. And so we are lucky. Your belief system guides your thoughts and your thought processes guide your life. What you think is what you are. If you believe in the law of attraction, you absolutely know that if you think you're a lucky person on this planet, you are a lucky person. Things will be attracted to you that will prove over and over again to you that you're a lucky person. I believe I'm one of the luckiest. I always say this to people. I am the luckiest person on this planet. If not the luckiest, I am one of the luckiest, right? And so I always say this to people. And because I have this thought and because I believe in this thought and I have this belief system, things are always happening in my life that make me believe more and more so that I'm lucky. And things are always happening in my life that push me more and more into this belief system. Now, of course, if you have the opposite viewpoint, and there's a lot of pessimistic people on this planet, and you'll notice that they have a pessimistic life. They have a very negative life where bad things keep on happening to them. And we look at them as an INFJ, as an extremely lucky INFJ, and we wonder, why? You know, why do they have this kind of life? They are very similar to us. They are perhaps perhaps from the same family, or they're really close friends to us. So we love them and they're good people and they're kind and generous. But they have this mindset that makes them believe that the universe is out to get them. They believe that the universe doesn't love them, that the universe hates them, and the universe wants to put them down or to put stumbling blocks in their path or somehow hates them, right? And so you'll notice that in those lifestyles and those people who believe this, yes, the universe will keep on putting some stumbling blocks in their path and they'll keep on proving to them that it does hate them. Not that it really does, but we have a tendency to want to believe our belief systems. Like, we want to keep our belief systems intact. We don't want something to come in and tell us, oh, you're completely wrong. Your belief system that you've been believing in all of your life is wrong and you're an idiot. We don't want that to happen, right? We want it to stay consistent. That's what life is all about. We want to stay in our comfort zone. And so we usually try to negate, or we just disprove, or we don't believe in anything that doesn't jibe with our belief system. If something says to us that you are lucky and we believe that we're lucky, we'll just keep on believing that we're lucky. If something happens that proves that perhaps we're a little unlucky, we'll choose not to see it because we're like, no, I'm lucky. That's absolutely false. It's a wrong statement. I'm the luckiest person on this planet. It's not the truth that I'm not lucky. So I'm going to not even look at that statement. I'm not even going to believe it for a second, right? Whereas a person who believes they're unlucky, if something really lucky happens to them, they might win the lottery, they'll still be like, oh man, I'm so unlucky. I only won $10 million when that other person won $500 million. So I'm so unlucky. I can't believe that this happened to me, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you've had conversations like that. And you're sitting with this person thinking, what is wrong with you? You just had this amazing thing happen to you. And all you can talk about is the fact that you're so unlucky. And so I think that it's a chicken and the egg. You know, we have this tendency, perhaps due to our introverted intuition, that we believe we're lucky, and we are extremely lucky. I believe, as I said, I'm the luckiest person on this planet. Things happen to me all the time that prove to me that not only does the universe love me, but everyone around me loves me. And even with this YouTube thing that just happened, you know, a couple of my videos, three of my videos were deleted and, you know, disapproved. And I was thinking to myself, all right, cool, maybe this is a sign from the universe that I need to do other kinds of videos as well. And so I never took it as a sign that the universe hates me. I didn't take it as a sign. I didn't sit down and say, oh my God, I'm so unlucky. The universe hates me. Everything is going wrong. Everything is shitty. And someone's got it against me. And the world is going to end. La, la, la. I never thought those things because I know that I'm lucky. And I know that this is just a sign from the universe trying to push me to do different things perhaps. Or whatever that lesson might be. Right? And so I just wanted to kind of talk about this with you guys because I noticed that a lot of you guys have this tendency as well as INFJs to believe that you're lucky, right? And to have this intuitive feeling within yourself that the universe loves you. And a lot of you don't, all right? So obviously a couple of you have this tendency to believe that the world is shit and your life is shit and things like that. So obviously I'm not saying all INFJs believe that they're lucky. That would be a little bit inconspicuous. But a majority of us have this tendency to believe that we are lucky. Now, I think it also comes from the fact that we have empathy and empath. We are, all of us are major empaths as INFJs. And because of that, we have this feeling inside of us of gratitude. And I believe that that feeling of gratitude really helps us see the good in everything. So even if we only have one loaf of bread to last us the rest of the week, right? Even if we don't have enough food to eat for the rest of the week, we'll still look at that loaf of bread and think, wow, I'm so lucky. I have a loaf of bread. I'm so lucky. I have this food to eat. No, some people on this planet don't even have anything to eat. They have to eat from the garbage. But I have this loaf of bread. I'm so lucky. I get to eat this one piece of bread for the rest of the week. I have food. I'm so, so damn lucky. I shouldn't have said that word. Anyways, I'm so lucky, right? And so I'm trying not to swear as much. And so that's what INFJs do, right? And that's the point of it. It's not that we have a lot, right? A lot of us don't have a lot. And from when I was younger, I realized that we were actually very poor when we were young. I didn't have anything. I didn't have any toys. I would kind of randomly pick up things from construction sites and use that as toys. And my brother and I and my sister, my siblings and I, used to play at construction sites because we didn't have a real playground to play at. Now that I remember things from my childhood, I remember that we weren't really that rich. Actually, we were very poor. But even then, you know, we had enough to eat. I had enough to eat. I might not have had enough shoes or clothes or toys, but I had enough to eat. I had loving parents. Who fought a lot, but they were still loving. And I had amazing siblings, play partners to play with all the time. I had the sunshine and I had the sea right next to me. We used to live by the sea. And I was lucky, you know, and I looked at all of this and I was like, yeah, I'm lucky. I'm so, so lucky. I feel so grateful. And now that I have a lot more, I'm a minimalist still, obviously. I try to keep things to a minimal. But even though I have a lot more, I have a lot more clothes, I have a lot more shoes, I have a lot more food, I have a lot more things. Even now, I don't compare myself to people who have more, but I think of myself as so lucky because I have so much, so much more than all those people who don't have anything at all, and anything at all. I mean, I live in Thailand, and there's a lot of people here who are very poor. Yeah, obviously, there's a few homeless people, but in general, if you go to Thai people's homes, they don't have a lot of stuff in there. They don't have a lot of stuff in general, right? And so comparing myself to them, I realize all the time, every single moment of my life that I'm very lucky. I can get up right now and go to a store and buy whatever I want, buy any kind of food that I want. I have a full belly. I have clean drinking water. I have a warm, like a very warm, as you can tell, I'm sweating. I have a warm, safe home to be in. I have everything that you could possibly want. And I have a great connection. I have good people around me, right? And so we always compare ourselves, I guess, to those people who are perhaps not as lucky as us. And because of that, we're always feeling, as an INFJ, I believe, we always feel so grateful. Because I'm not comparing myself to the billionaires. Because, I mean, I know that billions of dollars will not really make you that much happier. But also, what's the point of comparing myself to them, right? I'm just comparing myself to my level of people, also realizing that I'm just happy as I am. So why does it matter? Why would it matter if I had billions more? I would give it away anyways if I did have it. A lot of it, at least. So I hope so. Anyways, you know, we say things like that. Who knows what will be reality? But that's my thinking right now. And so I want to share this with you guys because I just thought that it was a good, interesting topic to talk about. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. I know I bought in a couple of different topics to integrate it all. If you guys have any questions about it all, please let me know. Obviously, you can comment below and I'll expand on it by talking about it in a different video. And if you guys want to support me further, you can go to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. Both links are in the description below. I'll see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle, or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. allbirds.com, code FRESHSOCKS.